With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A film I'd planned to leave quietly alone was yet another one aimed at the old folks at home, though the casting of Australian caper movie Never Too Late seems to imply bigger ambitions than just Adelaide suburban cinemas. It stars American James Cromwell as former Lieutenant Jack Bronson, with Englishman Dennis Waterman as his former 2IC, Jeremiah Kane.
Lieutenant Jack Bronson, commander of the infamous Chainbreakers. Now that you're here, we have a full set. We've got Jeremiah Kane.
The best face man you've ever seen.
You're outrageous.
Leaving aside the fact that no Englishman has been called Jeremiah since the days of Oliver Cromwell, let's meet the rest of the Chainbreakers, former Vietnam War vets. They are Aussie Screwloose Wilson, played by Jack Thompson, and Kiwi James Wendell, Roy Billing.
James Wendell.
Toughest son of a bitch you've ever known.
Angus Screwloose Wilson.
There's nothing wrong with my memory.
There's nothing that Angus can't destroy.
Hope you're not causing too much trouble over there.
Never Too Late opens with Jack Bronson faking illness and attempting to either break in or break out of a retirement home. It's a little unclear which. It turns out he's trying to hook up with an old flame, Norma. After 50 years of courting, Jack's decided to take the plunge, except she's been whisked away to be treated for, you've guessed it, Alzheimer's.
Mr. Bronson, you've been here less than one day and you faked a stroke, threatened our staff and tried to break out.
There was a very special lady friend I had to see, because it's been 50 years.
Curiously and significantly, many of the staff at the rest home for veterans of the Vietnam War are actually Vietnamese. We'll save this possibly important plot point for later, maybe. But first, let's set up the basic premise. Jack wants to put the band back together.
Norma was transferred out of here earlier today. She'll be back in 3 months.
I'll find you, Norma!
In 3 months, she might not even remember who I am.
The idea is that the four expendables, I mean Chainbreakers, will revive their old skills and combine to do one last caper, I mean mission. They'll break out of the rest home, break into the nice hospital where Norma's been put up, and then, I don't know, kidnap her or something and go off and get married.
What?
Some of us have regrets.
Wish I could pack my boy to the footy like I should have when he was a kid.
Some of us have dreams.
I want to sail. Forget about everything.
I said we'd do them all.
Well, don't worry if the task seems a little opaque. From the out, there seems very little chance of anything actually happening. Every time Bronson's heroes manage to get out, they're immediately rounded up by security and then have to start the whole dreary exercise again.
I'm the only one to break out of this hellhole and get away with it.
You break back in to tell us that, did you?
Oh, shut up, you legless pussy.
Jesus.
For something clearly intended to be a bit of a comedy romp, Never Too Late, belying its name, certainly takes its time getting started. Promising bits of plot are set up, then abandoned, while the wobbly narrative keeps tripping over heart attacks, forcible restraint, sudden death, and a nagging suspicion it's forgotten what it was about.
If this was your happy ending, what do you imagine would happen next?
Worst of all about Never Too Late is the waste of a perfectly good cast. Norma's played by the great Jackie Weaver, and all four of the Chainbreakers are capable of rather more than dropping their trousers and hurling crotchety abuse at each other.
Get in the hearse.
It's not a gun, it's your finger.
I just wanted to take you to the footy.
My boy.
Can't feel anything in that leg.
Dennis Waterman may have aged a bit since his glory days as Terry McCann in TV's Minder back in the day, but he surely didn't deserve as little as this. Hopefully he had a nice time in the Adelaide sun shooting this picture. A long way from the glory days of Hollywood, in other words, though once again the target audience, depressingly, seemed to warm to it, especially the slapstick bits.
Pass me the clicker.
charge it.
Things buggered.
Ah, well, who needs a story that makes sense, they obviously thought. Give us a bit about old people not being able to work the remote and we're happy.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.